Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Got a joke today from Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota. And Susan in Florida, and Ellen Condrat in Hoffman Estates, and Terry Morgan listening in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Terry Kepton, Donna in Mantino, Kent in Piatone, and Fran in Morris. Fran, thanks for the invitation for lunch at the Morris Country Club. Don't know if I'll be able to make it, but who knows? And Joan Zerbe and Michael Rago in Edgebrook. And Adrian Zulzinski, thanks for the jokes. Dean Richards said on Bob Surratt's show this morning that we're all going to look back on last night as the time they tried to host an awards show and a hockey game broke out. LAPD has dusted Chris Rock's face for evidence. All they found were fresh prints.
Hey, John, what's it called when you die and come back as a hillbilly?
I don't know, Dave.
Reincarnation?
A farmer walks into a hardware store and asks for a chainsaw that can cut down 6 trees in an hour. The clerk sells him the top-of-the-line model. The next day, the farmer brings it back, complaining that it would only cut down 1 tree, and it took all day. The salesman says, well, let's see what's wrong. He starts up the saw. The farmer says, hey, what's that noise? It's a joke about a farmer at a hardware store. My wife has this weird way of starting every conversation with, are you even paying any attention to me? Did you hear about the giant who threw up?
No.
It's all over town. I want to grow my own food, but I cannot find bacon seeds anywhere. Anthropologists have discovered a 50-million-year-old human skull with 3 perfectly preserved teeth intact. They think it may be the remains of the very first hockey player. Adrian sent that joke in and said, I want to dedicate this to Duncan Keith. No kidding. I've opened a restaurant called Peace and Quiet. Kids' meals are only $150. My neighbor lady said her husband wants to divorce. I said, when did he tell you this? She said, well, his exact words were, I think it would be cool for the whole family to live in an RV and travel the country for a year. That sounds like fun to me. I've always wanted to get an RV, travel across the country.
Okay. How's Brenda feel about that?
She doesn't want to do it. we would need the time, we would need the money, we would need the planning, we would need the RV to work, we would need me to not crash it. There's a lot of variables there.
Remember Lost in America?
Yeah. The nest egg?
Yes.
Finally, what is Cookie Monster's favorite band?
I think I got it.
Dave Ennett, go.
Oreo Speedwagon.
Aboy, Dave. Aboy, Dave.
Thank you.
Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Thank you.